Mr. Baker will address that. We do have one item of correspondence from Mr. Schimler, who just finished speaking on the assessment rolls, and he's here as a member of the public, so I'm sure he'll speak in that regard. Mr. Baker?
Yeah, thank you. What we did is put together a handout that we should all have regarding sewer and water rates, and what we'd like to review or is this handout.
Ever since, wasn't it green or everyone died?
First page of the handout shows the wastewater program, as we are recommending, $33 million, up 3.4%. This includes the operations and maintenance expenses and the debt service to repay various bonds that are loans that we use to build the system. As far as general fund grants and loans, the county has expended $34.5 million since '99. From really transfer tax monies for grants and loans, different sewer districts. This proposed budget includes $2,675,000 for grants to different sewer districts to keep driving the project affordable. Part of that is $425,000 for 100 front foot cap, which we just talked about. $500,000 for Angola, $500,000 for Johnson Corner, two big projects. Future service areas in the county include Pinetown, Millville, which is under construction, Miller Creek under construction, and South Ocean View, which will be completed in the next few months, Oak Orchard, Angola, and Oak Orchard Extension, Angola, and Johnson's Corner are the projects in the planning stages with several referendums. Plan in the future. The total EBUs for these new projects, existing EBUs, are estimated to be about 5,500. As far as capital items in the budget, there are pumps built as our district's age. We need to replace pumps. $960,000 is included for pump rebuilds, generator replacements. There's pump station 30 expansion, $345,000, which is needed at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. There's funds for design for Piney Neck Research Desk, Dagwood, Franklin, Wolf Neck, Lester Hope area, and Middle Wastewater Facilities to expand those plants, which is needed. There's also money for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Administration Building, $1,775,000 to complete that fund. Communication systems upgrades, $529,000 is included in the budget, $300,000 for two new tower installations. This is part of a system called SCADA, which is a communication system that enables us to manage over 300 pump stations electronically so that our employees who watch these pump stations 24 hours a day can make adjustments, and we can, in the long run, we'll save labor costs. As far as increases, we did have some increases in our municipal wastewater costs, communication costs, and we are recommending some increases in fees, including connection charges and service charges. And we'll talk about that. The next page, Exhibit 1 of the handout, shows the operating expenses to be recovered by service charge revenue. These are the quarterly bills we charge. That totals $12.9 million. The next column, capital costs to be recovered by assessment charges. This is capital costs and then debt service on bonds, which is like a mortgage for the various projects. So there's $22.5 million to be recovered by service charges and assessment charges. The next page shows the individual rates for each district that are recommended. Annual assessment charges, the total annual assessment charges are not changing, there's no change recommended. There is some change in the allocation between collection and transmission and treatment. Again, there are some increases recommended in service charges. The next chart shows the connection charges for each district, which are up 2.13%. These are fees that we charge for hookups to our system to help cut, so the growth pays for itself. Exhibit four is this one-time septic installation fee for whole planting, which is also up to 2% for the year. Our annual sewer work, our average sewer work built by district are included in the next to last page of the handout. And as you can see, there is variation. For the most part, the more recently completed districts have higher charges because there is less grant money, or usually very little grant money available to fund the project. And then finally, at the end, our water and sewer district relief programs. We have a number of programs to help our sewer and water customers who need help, and we have a low income program which covers cost of up to $200 per year. A septic and connection fee program with subsidies of up to $2,500 a year, one-time subsidies up to $2,500, which is income based. The USDA program has a grant loan type program, and the state has a loan program. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Griffin for the public hearing.
Any member of the public wish to be heard concerning the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and treatment and connection charges for water and sewer districts? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. If I'm incorrect in that, please raise your hand. Okay. With no request for public participation, we'll close that hearing. Does someone have proposed motions on these three public hearings?
I do. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let me just make my editorial comment again this year, as I do every year, that I just still think that, and I think part of that cap that Mr. Summer is looking at is doing that, but we need to go towards as best we can unit pricing to try to get more equitable. We got 24, I think, districts, is it now? And we got to start moving to the middle, because there's a lot of, I think, inequity in the way we charge for sewer districts. We got, even within subdivisions, it's because of the frontage of a lot can determine somebody's cost, and that shouldn't be the way that we do it. And we ought to keep adjusting and addressing it. And we do have a rate survey coming up, right?
Yes.
And they will look into this. I mean, they're not going to be three guys telling them forget it, like we've seen. Maybe I don't know, but because I would like to see some effort doing it. Because I looked at real quickly, and about $570 would be the average of the 24 districts if we averaged them all out. And then with the council has been giving a couple million-dollar grants over the years through transfer tax things, that could even be reduced. And when you reduced, and I don't know what that number would be, but if you brought it down to 400, in the 400 range, you would be pretty much the average, you know, or close to the average or below average of right now what everybody's paying. So I think that's where we need to go, because it's getting, I would think our engineering department's having a difficult time keeping track of all these rates, and we're getting so large. I don't know how many users we have now. What is it, 50,000 or more?
57,000.
57,000 users, and all these rates are all over the charts. So I think it's time that we shift now to a different way of financing, and you may have to do it over a number of years. And I think Mr. Stickles was going that direction, and you, Dave, you know, both of you guys were, you know, with the cap and other issues. So I'd like to see more effort in that direction.
We'll certainly look at it administratively. You're absolutely right. It would certainly
save
a lot of
work. Check.
If we
well, unit pricing
things,
is what
be,
a lot of municipalities do.
We have to be equitable
and
in how
things.
We do it.
Yeah. I have the ordinance, but without any amendments. Do you want me to read that as it is right now? And then
you have a proposed motion.
Yes.
Would you like to try to get a consensus on any amendments?
Where we shake
first, huh? For the budget, because the first ordinance is the budget itself, which is what we originally talked about with the general fund and the grants and so on.
Jump in there, Mr. Ryder.
Yeah, I'll jump in. Back to the senior citizens again. I like to see, and Ms. Webb, you make reference to it would take some money from the contingencies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the exact amount was at that time, but I'd like to make, do you have any separate motions? First of all, make a motion to increase the human services grants by $46,000 from the present amount.
We could.
You want collectively, because I mean.
Yeah, we could do, and.
And I want to add.
We could, go ahead.
And I've sit here and done some numbers, and I've caucused with Ms. Webb about the additional letter that showed up this morning. From Nanticoke and Lewis to increase, or to add those in at $25,000 for capital improvements. And it would be run pretty much, I guess, like the police grants. They would show us the need for it.
I'd like to, yes.
Okay, that's accountability, that's good accountability, that is.
They would have to submit their receipts back.
We're only doing it now for which, the three that we're requesting, and Mr. Duke's.
Well, we
had a fourth one.
Yours is in.
Well, mine was already in.
Right, but that and Lewis is in, and he brought it during the public hearing process.
Wait, mine, you mean Millsboro, Indian River?
Yes.
It's in there.
Yeah. The one, okay.
Indian River, Lewis, Greenwood, and Nanticoke.
Yes.
March is a difficult time for us, timing wise. You know, we didn't really look at, I mean, it was just, and he didn't know, so we went through community improvements.
And I would like to make that motion, so I think it totals $96,000.
I actually have a motion. Do you want me to read it? It wouldn't be the ordinance? Okay.
Please.
Be it moved that $96,000 from the proposed fiscal 2008 budget is transferred from the contingency account as follows. $46,000 increase in human service grant line item. The line item CHEERS program be changed to CHEERS and senior center programs, and a $50,000 increase in CHEERS and senior center programs.
So move.
I'm not clear.
That just splits it between the 46, the increase in the human service grants,
right,
and then the 50, and is a different line item in the CHEERS programs.
Correct.
Yeah,
and that clears Nanticoke.
Nanticoke's not in there.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
another
yes,
25.
Another 25.
There's all four in
there. Originally,
50 though, right?
We originally budgeted money
in
transportation that we didn't need.
I got
so
you.
So, that's,
okay.
So Greenwood and Indian River are already in the budget.
Okay, no problem.
The extra two or the extra two.
Good move.
It does.
All you got to do is tell me Nanticoke's in.
It's in.
Mr. Cole's in and
good.
Lewis in. So move.
And it'll be strictly for capital, no operations or anything, and they have produced receipts and all that good stuff. Is that correct?
Like they would do with human grant. And Nanticoke and Dale is doing what now? Because
they're building a new building.
Huh?
They're building a new building.
Greenwoods is going to be delivered.
And they will not receive any funds until they building until they prove receipts.
I make that motion, Mr.
That's
President.
With all of them.
Right.
Right.
I make that motion, Mr. President.
Second.
I have motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to, the motion just read by Susan Webb. Any questions on the motion? Who's included and where it's going? None, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Do I go into the rolls?
Yeah.
Just read the
agenda. So we would do the
budget ordinance.
Ordinance.
Okay.
Budget ordinance, yeah.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Administrator and the Sussex County Finance Director, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the ordinance establishing the annual operating budget fiscal year 2008 as amended to increase grant and aid by $96,000 and decrease contingencies by $96,000.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
That motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers to approve the motion just read by Mrs. Webb. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you. Be it moved that based upon the recommendations of the county engineer and the county finance director and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for all Sussex County sanitary, sewer, and water districts as presented on June 19, 2007 for the period July 1, 2007 to June 30, 2008.
Thank you, motion. So moved.
Second. I have motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Rogers. The motion just read by Mr. Webb. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
This is for the sewer rates. Be it moved that based upon the recommendations of the county administrator and the county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion again by Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Rogers to adopt the motion just read by Mrs. Webb. Questions? Mr. Cole?
I'm going to make a comment for Mr. Schimmler here, and I call it Schimmler's List of Motions. We got a rate study coming up. A lot of your concerns should be maybe addressed with this rate study. You're fine for this year's budget, and like they said, it would take an ordinance, which would require another day anyway. So I think you got some good points, and hopefully we'll be addressed there. But anyway, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also, Mr. President.
Yes, motion is carried.
I would like to thank the staff for all their help and the department heads for the reasonable request. Of course, our budget committee, and Sue and Gina and Kathy.
I would like to also, on behalf of the council, to thank the budget committee. And the request this morning, everyone were very good. I wish we could fund every one of them. And it makes me feel sort of bad when I see we're putting $276,000 mandated by the state for dog control, because I think we could handle that $276,000 a whole lot better than what it's mandated to go to. But that's out of our hands. We can't do anything about it. So on behalf of the council, again, thank you all for doing a great job in the budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd like to also say, Mr. Dukes, that I thank the budget committee, but I think with the addition that the council added last year, with Gina coming on board, with Susan moving up, but adding the position that Mrs. Roth holds, that position of budget director puts it on a daily basis now, where we used to have to put the administrator in a locked room for 4 months, and allow him your position and your knowledge, and along with Gina and Susie, have allowed Dave to continue doing the job administrator where he needs to be doing, and you should be commended for that, because the budget this year was very smooth with your daily scrutiny on it.
So. Well, the only difference, Mr. Rogers, between Mr. Baker and Mr. Stickles is that Mr. Baker don't lock the door.
Mr. Stickles used to pass out.
He's going to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep the paramedics on call either, right?
Proposed zoning ordinance.
We have four this morning. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial district for a certain parcel of land in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, 1.96 acres. It's CZ 1623 W and J Jones family. Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 44.49 acres, CZ 1624, W&J Jones family.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water utility facility be located in a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 0.49 acres. It's the application of Artesian Water Company, CU 1756.
Introduce.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water utility facility to be located in certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 0.52 acres at CU 1757 Artesian Water Company.
I'll introduce.
That's all the ordinances.
Additional business? Being none, I'll take a motion to recess to executive session.
Go into executive. I make a motion that Sussex County Council go into executive session for the purpose of land acquisition.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Jones to go into executive session for the purpose of land acquisition. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. We're in executive session.